By the time the two-month surge operation ended this week, VA says it had processed 97% of all disability claims for veterans who've been waiting 2 years or longer. The department says it expects to reach decisions on most of the rest of the older claims within the next few days, before it turns its attention to veterans who've been waiting 1 year or more. As part of the focus on older claims, VA mandated that all of its claims processing staff work 20 hours of overtime per month for the rest of the year. As of this week, there are still 554,000 claims that meet the definition of backlogged, meaning they've been pending for at least 125 days. But since May, the department says it's reduced the backlog by 10%. Thomas Murphy, the director of VA's compensation service, told the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee last week that the department has reached a tipping point.
The backlog reduction of approximately 74,000 cases and our overall inventory reduction in 44,000 cases just in the last 45 days. And what's significant about those numbers, when we're talking about such a large volume of cases, it's not, well, that's the game changer. But it does indicate that we're at a tipping point. In order to break the backlog, you need to be putting more work out the door than is coming in. And we're there solidly, month after month, consistent now.
Florida Congressman Jeff Miller, who chairs the House Veterans Affairs Committee, says it's good news that VA has finally handled most of its oldest claims, but he's skeptical that the department will be able to sustain the effort. He says the quick work also raises questions about how claims got so old in the first place.
Well, if I'm a veteran and I've been waiting 3, 4, some 5 years for my claim to be adjudicated, and all of a sudden in 60 days you can resolve that claim, something's wrong with the system. And what I'm concerned with is, even though they have mandatory overtime now for a great number of the employees within the VBA, once they get the backlog cleared, if you haven't changed the process, if the leadership processes that are in place aren't changed, we're going to have another backlog again.
Another important caveat: VA's effort to clear out the two-year-old claims didn't include veterans' appeals of claims that were originally denied. VA does not include backlog figures for appeals in its weekly report to Congress, but the most recent stats published for fiscal 2012 showed veterans were waiting, on average, nearly 3 years for a decision. Rich Dumoncus, the deputy executive director of the American Legion, says the VA announcement gives his group cause for hope. But like Miller, he says he's puzzled that the department was able to deal with old claims so quickly after they had languished for so long.
But we do have concerns over the accuracy of the claims that were issued out. One of the biggest concerns we've always had was, if they could do this in 60 days with this many claims, why couldn't they do it 2 years ago when they received the claims, you know, or longer?
Well, and I think a lot of folks are asking that exact question, including folks on the Hill. Have you heard a satisfactory answer?
No, nothing yet. Nothing yet.
VA said it wasn't able to arrange an interview with its benefits administration in time for our story to air, but officials have previously said the backlog was built in part by decisions to make it easier for veterans to connect their military service to their medical conditions, most notably Vietnam veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange. Now that that wave of new claims has subsided, they're able to focus on reducing the backlog. And with the ongoing transition away from paper processes and into the electronic Veterans Benefits Management System, which is now installed at all of VA's 56 regional offices, the department believes the claims process will speed up significantly and get much more accurate. Anthony Principi, who served as Secretary of Veterans Affairs during the George W. Bush administration, isn't so sure.
I tried many of the same things a decade ago. Albert Einstein, however, is reputed to have said and observed that insanity is to continue to do the same thing and expect a different result. If we continue business as usual, nothing VA does will solve the problem. No number of new claims processors will be great enough, no computer fast enough, no overtime long enough, no shortcut quick solution will be enough to deal with the ever-rising tide of claims.
Principi doesn't believe the backlog is VA's fault, and he disagrees with calls to fire the department's current leadership. Doing so, he says, would be like firing the keeper of a lighthouse because there's too much fog. He contends the major problem is the result of policy decisions that have allowed veterans to apply for disability payments many decades after they left the military, and sometimes for conditions that have a tenuous, at best, connection to their service.
And because these diseases get worse as veterans age, veterans have every incentive to regularly open their claims. There is no time limit. As a Vietnam veteran, I will be able to file a claim for prostate cancer, heart disease, or any of the other named diseases if I get sick at age 82, 92, or, God willing, I live to 102. If any of those diseases contribute to my death at any age, my widow will get the same compensation as the surviving spouse of a young service member killed in Afghanistan last week. And her claim, my wife's claim, will contribute to the pile of claims that must be processed alongside that young grieving widow whose spouse died in Afghanistan. Let us ensure that VA's limited resources are focused on its core mission rather than dispersed in an effort to remedy every problem imaginable for every veteran.
Peter Gaytan, the executive director of the American Legion, sees an entirely different problem. He says Congress is entirely too focused on fixing perceived problems at VA's headquarters when the source of the backlog is in the field. Some of VA's regional offices run extremely well, he says. Others are chronic contributors to the backlog because of inconsistent business processes across the country.
The first step is to educate ourselves beyond the Beltway. Beyond understanding the language of a legislative piece that's addressing this issue, we need to understand what problem that veteran's dealing with when he sits across the desk from our service officers. We need to understand why some of our regional offices are turning their phones off 3 days a week and shutting their doors 3 days a week because they're overwhelmed. Why are they overwhelmed? Because the process is not efficient. We need to understand where those problems are. Come back, assess the process.
Gaytan says there is one thing VA's headquarters leadership could do to understand and fix the backlog problems. Visit rank-and-file staff around the country, ask them honest questions, and make sure their managers are not in the room.
You have to be able to take the time to not only visit and have your entourage with you and be told what you want to be told, or what they want you to hear. You've got to be able to understand the complexities of those staffers who are dealing with an overwhelming amount of claims. And why is it so difficult for them to deal with them?
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.